are bathed in radio waves, TV broadcasts, probably telepathic messages, from other minds deep in thought.
Listening to the radio at the same time.
And this radio simply makes audible something that you thought was inaudible.
Hi, this is Somi, and you're listening to WGXC Accra 90.7 FM, hands-on creative community radio for Greene and Columbia County.
Oh, hey, man, I haven't seen you around for a while. Where you been? Oh, you know, I just been woodshedding. Oh, yeah, where's that? Oh, out in the woodshed. Oh, cool, dude, cool. What you working on? Oh, you want to check it out? Yeah, I got it on my mini disc player. Oh, yeah, let me hear it. Yeah, that's something I've been working on out in the woodshed. Oh, yeah, I like that sound, man. Hold on, let me play you something I got on my new DAT. Yeah, it's a DAT player. I've been working on it outside in the garage. Hold on, let me get it for you. Okay, put your headphones into this magic. Oh, that sounds eerily similar, but I really like it. Yeah, hopefully we can play together sometime so we can gang up on some serious power chords. Like this one? What about this one? Yeah, I like that one. We'll see you around, man. Battlefield Earth, every Tuesday night from 10 p.m. till midnight. Tune in.
WGXC underwriting is provided in part by Upstate Films, connecting the Hudson Valley through transformative cinematic experiences. Now home to The Witching Hour, a new series that pays tribute to the special hour of night that welcomes the alluring and terrifying. In January, experience on the big screen all over again. Get Out, The Lodge, Donnie Darko, and Wake in Fright, every Wednesday night. Information at upstatefilms.org.
Wave Farms WGXC is made possible in part by the generous support of Karen Werner of Bergen, Norway. WGXC supporters care deeply about creative community radio. Their generosity and investment keep this unique station viable. You too can become a monthly supporter by going to wgxc.org/donate and establishing a donation at the amount of your choosing. We hope you will do so. Thank you so much for your support.
This is Ken Stringfellow of the Posies, Big Star, etc., and you're listening to 90.7 FM WGXC Accra.
Still in my Hello, everybody. Welcome back to Clubhouse Radio. You are listening to Clubhouse Radio. As I said, we're broadcasting 90.7 FM WGXE, a Crick Castle in Hudson, and we'll be right back after Missing Targets by Rare Americans.
Feel you'd yell in my face, it'd be no big deal, but I'd miss the way we make up and smile. Don't wanna be stoned, I changed my mind. I wish I had eyes in the back of my head, then I could see the places I've been, but then I would know that you're talking smile. I don't wanna know what my friends think. Wish I were my dog out on the lawn, I'd be so glad when I hear you come home. But if I were my dog, I wouldn't live long. I'm sure gonna miss her when she's gone. I wish I could act in a show on TV, cause then I could practice not being me. I'll practice my cry, put it into my reel, but you won't believe me when I cry for real. I wish that my brain would triple in size. I'd nail every joke, I'd win every fight. But I get too deep with that kind of mind. I don't wanna know the point of life. In some other life, I would be rich. I'd travel in style, I'd cover the bill, but couldn't complain about anything small. Nobody'd feel bad for me at all. If I was cocaine or a bottle of Jack, I get invited to every frat. But when you get old and your good days are past, you'll only want me when you're sad. Wish I was a song, your favorite one. You follow the dance to me at your prom. I would be there when your baby is born. For 2 or 3 minutes and I'm gone. I wish I was big, as big as my house. I'd sleep on the trees, I'd skip every crowd. But I wouldn't fit on my therapist's couch. Get to it really losing now. I wish I was God, I'd never trip up. And if I did, well, only say what. I could be cruel and break all your stuff. Yeah, I'd be loved no matter what. But if I was God, it'd get kinda weird. Cause it would only say what I wanna hear. And then you would die, you'd love me to death. I never know who. I wish I was me, whoever that is. I could just be and not give a sh. Hey, I'll be whatever makes you a fan. Cause I don't know who I am.
Why does it seem like some people don't care about anything anymore?
Well, Goku, that's because a lot of people live their lives on autopilot. They wake up, they go to work, then come back home and go straight to sleep. It's not that they don't care. It's that they've lost their spark. They have no dreams to chase, no passion to fuel them. They're surviving, but they're not really living. It's easy to get stuck there, thinking this is just how life is. But it's not the end of the story. Even if you're caught in that cycle, you can break free. It starts with finding something that lights a fire in you. No matter how small, it could be a goal, a passion, or reason to keep fighting. Remember, life's not meant to be a routine. It's meant to be lived. So, if you're just floating through it, it's time to wake up. Take control. This life is yours.
Hello, everybody. Welcome back to Clubhouse Radio, broadcasting to you live on 90.7 FM WGXE, Acre, Catskill, and Hudson. Today, I'm your host, DJ Cola. And if you're looking for a sign to pursue that hobby you were thinking of, maybe it's writing a song, maybe it's selling some works of art, starting a business, then I'm telling you right now, this is your sign. So, welcome everybody. Welcome, welcome. Time for an official introduction. If you don't know what Clubhouse is, well, we're a pretty cool spot, if I do say so myself. We're a drop-in center. And if you don't know what that is, it's like a community center, but better, because we have trained mental health professionals to talk to you if you're having a bad day. We're open ages 12 to 17, but we do have some leeway. We just want to talk to you, or your parents, for example, just because a little 7-year-old sharing the space with a bunch of 16-year-olds, we just want to get parental consent. So, you know, we could work around the ages a little bit. But we are an organization, and we're pretty cool, you know. We got free food, free TVs, not to take, but to just come, chill, sit on the couch, and vibe. We're located 455 Main Street, Catskill, New York. And, yeah, we're just a pretty cool spot to go to, mainly for the youth. We offer after-school help with homework, stuff like that. We got some snacks, and we do different events. Every Tuesday, besides this coming up Tuesday, and I will tell you why in a second, we do community dinner where we cook a nice home meal, and anybody who wants to stop on by can get fed, because everybody loves a nice home-cooked meal. Am I right, or am I right? So yeah, that's pretty much who we are, and huge shout out to Wave Farm, because you can't have Clubhouse Radio without the radio part. They're amazing people. They give free radio shows to people in town. So if you're in town, you may be walking by Main Street and you see a little place with a sticker that says either Wave Farm or WGXC. And that means Wave Farm has found it, the goodness in their hearts, to let them have a radio show. So huge shout out to that. Today, we just have a nice motivational show. That's why I started it out coming in saying, if you're thinking about quitting, don't quit. I actually have a nice little motivational piece to play right here from Kung Fu Panda, and although it is a kid's movie, it has some serious motivation. Hey, don't laugh at me. So we're gonna play that right now.
Maybe I should just quit and go back.
I know this word for word.
Quit,
don't quit. Noodles, don't noodles. You are too concerned with what was and what will be.
There's a saying. Yesterday is history. Tomorrow is a mystery. But today is a gift. That is why it is called the present.
There's some motivation for you. So, if you're thinking about doing that thing, but you're like, you know, it's too late in the day. Tomorrow, I'm not going to feel the same type of motivation. Remember, just focus on the now, because that's the only time that we really have control over. You can't change the past, and the only way to change the future is by your present actions. So just a little bit of motivation, a little bit of wisdom for you. And you know a great place to get wisdom? Buddhism. There's a lot of nice stories called Zen stories that help you kind of deal with the oddities and strangeness in life. But before that, I just want to give a huge shout out to Friends of Recovery New York. We are doing a Stand Up for Recovery Day. Stand Up for Recovery Day. Hold on, hold on. Let me get some thematic music on this. There we go. Stand Up for Recovery Day is an annual event hosted by Friends of Recovery New York, bringing together individuals from the recovery community to advocate for policies that support those in recovery. The goal is to raise awareness, influence policy, and educate lawmakers about the community needs.
The date is February 4th, this coming up Tuesday, and the time is from 8 a.m. to 3 p.m. It is at the Empire Plaza Convention Center in Albany, New York, 12242. You know, I've never really read Albany's district code until now. You learn something new every day. So yeah, I just want to say huge shout out to them. They really help the community, and recovery is a really important thing. A lot of the times, there's this stigma that if you're a person in recovery, or if you know a person in recovery, that they're a bad person, and this just couldn't be further from the truth. I cannot disagree with this more, and neither can the science. The leading professor in New York University, Dr. Dewey, actually says that people prone to addiction are born with a dopamine deficit in their brain, or dopamine surplus. And he figures this out by putting people in a PET scan. And it's a lot of science, you know, but if you want to look into it, you can. I would look up Dr. Dewey or go into PET scans. But yeah, there's a lot of stigma around it, and that's not okay, you know? It's not nice to judge people based on one trait that you notice are struggling with, because all of us are fighting some battles deep down that we don't share with others, and it wouldn't feel really good. It wouldn't feel good at all if somebody would criticize you on every battle that you mess up a little bit on. And I'm talking about metaphorical battles, not just wearing war armor with a sword charging in for Sparta. You feel me? I'm talking about the everyday battles, the battles of getting up out of bed and going to a job that you don't really like, or waking up and just not feeling that motivation. And I'm here to help you as well. I'm just a people person. I love people, and it breaks my heart to see people suffer. You feel me? So, without further ado, we're gonna go into a few send stories. We'll do one or two, and then we're gonna go into another song break, because I've been talking a lot, and I like my voice, but I don't like it that much. Hopefully you do. But yeah, here we go. We're gonna start with The Girl at the River. A senior monk and a junior monk were traveling together. At one point, they came to a river with a strong current. As the monks were preparing to cross the river, they saw a very young and beautiful woman also attempting to cross. The young woman asked if they could help her cross to the other side. The two monks glanced at one another, because they had taken vows not to touch a woman. Then, without a word, the older, wiser monk picked up the woman, carried her across the river, placed her gently on the other side, and carried on his journey. The younger monk couldn't believe what had just happened. After rejoining his companion, he was speechless, and an hour passed without a word between them. Two more hours passed, then three. Finally, the younger monk could not contain himself for any longer and blurted out, "As monks, we are not permitted a woman. How could you then carry that woman on your shoulders?" The other monk looked at him and replied, "Brother, I sat her down on the other side of the river. Why are you still carrying her?" See what I mean, motivation? I get chills every time. And I would say the Zen story, some say that trying to explain it kind of ruins it, but it just shows that don't carry other people's burdens. If somebody you know is struggling, offer a helping hand, but don't let it take you down as well. Be there for them, but don't think about it 24/7. Do what you can to help. So yeah, if you feel guilty, if it was a mistake you can fix, if you feel ashamed, it was a mistake you shouldn't repeat. So, we're gonna move on to the teacup. A well-educated man once went to visit a Zen teacher to inquire about Zen. As the Zen teacher talked, the learned man frequently interrupted to express his own opinion about this or that. Finally, the Zen teacher stopped talking and began to serve tea onto the learned man. He poured the cup full, then kept pouring until the cup overflowed. "Stop," said the learned man. The cup is full. No more can be poured in. "Like this cup, you are full of your own opinions," replied the Zen teacher. "If you do not first empty your cup, How can you taste my cup of tea? So that's a really good one about just kind of forgetting some preconceived notions. This kind of went hand in hand to what I was talking about earlier when you can only really focus on the present. You know, you might be anxious about a party that you're going to with your friends, and you might be thinking, man, this isn't going to be fun. And if you go into that mindset because you're anxious, or you haven't seen your friends in a long time, or whatever the reason may be, then you're not going to be able to have an open mind to experience the actual fun time going on. You're going to be filled with water, just like the cup, and the water, in this case, is your preconceived notions. So, we're going to do one more. This one, I haven't read. This is me live reacting. The other two, I've heard before, different variations. These have been around for a long time, though. So, this one is called The Four Candles. Four monks decided to meditate silently without speaking for 2 weeks. They lit a candle as a symbol of their patience and began. By nightfall on the first day, the candle flickered and then went out. The first monk said, "Oh no, the candle is out." The second monk said, "We're not supposed to talk." The third monk said, "Why must you two break the silence?" The fourth monk laughed and said, "Ha, I'm the only one who didn't speak." That's a good one. I took away from that is that you shouldn't let what other people do affect your success. You know, if there's a goal in school, for example, and it's a group project and you're all being graded, and, you know, the other students aren't exactly doing their play in things. If you just look at that and be like, okay, they're not doing it, I'm not gonna either, then you're not gonna get a good grade in reality. And just like this story, if you let other people affect your success in any way, then that's on you partly. So yeah, I like that one. So without being further ado, without saying anything else, we're gonna go into some music. See, I said without saying anything else, and then I said something kind of ironic, right? All right, here we go.
Love's a madness on the breeze. Just one look, I'm falling like the leaves. Laying tender at your feet, I think you'll be the death of me. Seasons melt away, constant change, nothing feels real. But laying face to face, life's upside down, heads over heels. Is this real love? I'm falling in, keep falling in. Is this real love? I think it is. Do you think it is? You never suffer no fools. Can't help but feel like gives me hope. Oh, 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 oh. Is this real? It's a greedy, selfish love. Just don't care about the world above. Let the voices echo on, 'cause your reflection's all I want. Seasons ebb and flow, life rolls by while we waste away. Let the flowers bloom below, 'cause you're every night and I'm every day. Is this real love? I'm falling in, keep falling in. Is this real love? I think it is. Think it is. You never suffer no fools. Can't help but feel like gives me hope. Oh, oh, oh. Is this real? Don't understand it. Oh, don't care.
so much, you know, can't comprehend it. Oh, bad news and voices just ain't sinking in, 'cause nothing around it seems to get me down. And I'm the type who always seems to get down, don't understand it. I kinda like it.
Jumping on the old couch, putting up lights when it's cold out. Mom and dad, both seats sold out. Show you my play. Haven't seen the old house lately. Wonder if they found my spaceship. I don't want my own love wasted. Tell me this is what you're saying. If you both outgrew one another, I could start now looking for a lover. But if love dies, do I bother? I just really, 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 really wanna show you my twice, 'cause it's not the same. I've been on dates bringing flowers, trying to be great for an hour. You and me might go sour, but if we don't hold out, then we're cowards. I put on a play in my basement, mom and dad smiling faces, but now I don't know if they faked it. Everything is complicated. If you both outgrew one another, I could start now looking for a lover. But if love dies, do I bother? I just really, 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 really wanna show you my pain. If I make a mistake, it's gonna get really, 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 really bad before it's okay. But maybe you'll forget it all while you're
students
watching
my ADHD
play.
Save 10 hours.
Imagine.
Hello, everybody. Welcome back to Clubhouse Radio, broadcasting to you live on 90.7 FM WGXC. I want to give a little bit of context before this next song, before we get into it. This is America's Got Talent, and this is a 9-year-old who wrote his original song, instrumental, lyrics, and all of that. And it's honestly really amazing, so we're going to play that, and then we're going to get right back into the show.
Am I dreaming now? Am I in some alternate with somebody but... All I see is purple clouds, there's water, but you cannot drown. Feels like I'm thinking out loud and the mirrors are broke. How can I see with all this purple smoke? And the music's soft and calm now that I'm here, it feels wrong. Hope that you enjoy this song. You roll the dice, now you're on thin ice. Oh, like lullabies, purple clouds in the sky. Welcome to my paradise. There's an aurora sky. I feel it in the air every night. Birds that don't fly, people who can never die. Raindrops when you cry. Why am I here? I feel a slight emotion of fear. I'm fearful, yes indeed. That's pretty much all the things I've seen. Paradise, 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 paradise. You roll the dice, knives and ice. Oh, hear the bugs don't bite. Automatic lullabies, purple clouds in the sky. Welcome to my paradise.
Honestly, huge shout out to that kid. Can we, I'm gonna try to find if he has any like socials, if he releases any music, because credit where credit is due. For, I mean, just in general, I was gonna say for a 9 year old, that's an amazing song, but just in general, that's an amazing song. I would put that on my playlist in a heartbeat if he released it on Spotify or YouTube or whatever. Spotify is better for music. I said it. I'm sorry, everybody. That's just my opinion. But welcome back to Clubhouse Radio on 90.7 FM WGXC, Acre, Catskill, and Hudson. We were just reading some nice Zen stories and giving everybody some much-needed motivation. Because you're looking at the date on the calendar. Usually I say looking at the clock. But it's already the end of January, and we're in 2025. And if you gave up on your resolutions, just remember, there's always a chance to go back to it. Just because you had a little bit of a hiccup doesn't mean you have to let that define you. You can't control the past, and the only way to control the future is by changing your present. So let's say your New Year's resolution was to work out, for example, and you kind of gave up after the second or third week. Just remember, if you do it and go back to it, then when you look back upon it, you're going to have even more satisfaction that you kept with it, even though you may have had some hiccups and struggles. So yeah, if you're having a New Year's resolution that's a little bit tough, I wish you luck and do what your heart tells you to do. You feel me? A lot of the times, it can be hard to do it every day, for example, working out. So just start one day a week, if that was your New Year's resolution, or if that's something you want, and work your way up towards it. You know, it's okay to start small sometimes, because progress isn't linear, and sometimes it takes little baby steps. But after a year of doing those little baby steps, and you only go up one step in a huge flight of stairs, then after that year has passed, you're going to be on top of the world, looking down at those 365 steps that seemed impossible, but because you kept with it, you will be able to just say you did it. You feel me? So yeah, with that being said, we're going to go into more Zen stories, because I think they're amazing. I think they're really good for mental health and mental health awareness. But before we do, speaking of mental health, recovery is a big part of that. And I just want to give a huge shout out for Stand Up for Recovery Day. It's just a great event. I'm going to this as well, so if you want to meet me, you can. I'm going to be speaking, and Stand Up for Recovery Day is an annual event hosted by Friends of Recovery, New York, bringing together individuals from the recovery community to advocate for policies that support those in recovery. The goal is to raise awareness, influence policy, and educate lawmakers about the community's needs. The day is February 4th, and the time is 8 a.m. to 3 p.m. It takes place at the Empire Plaza Convention Center, Albany, New York, 12242. So yeah, huge shout out to that. Very important. And like I said earlier, a lot of the times there's this stigma around recovery that if you're in recovery, you're a bad person. And that's not the case at all. The science says that's not the case. The leading professors on addiction say that's not the case. So yeah, it's okay to be where you're at. And the fact that if you are in recovery, the fact that you wake up every day and give it your all, that's a very noble thing indeed. All right, Now, let's get into some Zen stories. This one is actually my favorite, to be honest with you. This is called Ryuken, and... is there a title? It does not quite look like it. Oh, yes, there is. My apologies. The Zen Master, the Thief, and the Moon. The little Zen story of Ryuken, here we go. Ryuken, a Zen master, lived the simplest kind of life in a little hut at the foot of a mountain. One evening, a thief visited the hut, only to discover there was nothing in it to steal. Ryuken returned and caught him in the act. "You may have come a long way to visit me," he told the prowler, "and you shall not return empty-handed. Please, take my clothes as a gift." The thief was bewildered. He took the clothes and slunk away. Ryuken sat naked, watching the moon. "Poor fellow," he mused. "I wish I could have gave him this beautiful moon instead." Not sure if you heard that. That's me snapping instead of clapping. I don't want to bust your eardrums here, but that's just a beautiful story on accepting what you have. If you're chasing after the next thing and the next thing, all these material possessions, if you want, you know, the next thing that tastes super good, you want the next cheeseburger, you want the next movie to come out, sometimes the best thing to do is just sit, take a deep breath, and be alone with your thoughts and find peace within those. So, now we're gonna go into some other ones. Soldiers of Humanity. This one I haven't read before, so this is my first time reading this. Let's see if we enjoy it, shall we? Once, a division of the Japanese army was engaged in a sham battle, and some of the officers found it necessary to make their headquarters in Gasan's temple. Gasan told his cook, "Let the officers have the same simple fare we eat." This made the army men angry, as they were used to very differential treatment. One came to Gasan and said, "Who do you think we are? We are soldiers, sacrificing our lives for this country. Why don't you treat us accordingly?" Gasan answered sternly, "Who do you think we are? We are soldiers of humanity, aiming to save all sentient beings." Okay, I'm gonna have to let that one sit with me a little bit before I find any deeper meaning, but I see that it's there. You know, just like Gasan told his cook, you know, let the officers have the same simple fare. I say, let him cook. So, now we're gonna go into... I'm just scrolling through them. There's a lot of Zen stories out there. If you're interested, you can just look up Zen stories. Nobody really owns them. They're all pretty old. So, yeah. I'm going to try to find one that I've heard before. You know, I haven't heard this one, I don't think. But I like the name. It's called How Trees and Grass Become Enlightened. During the Kamakura period, Shinkan studied Tendai 6 years, and then studied Zen 7 years. Then he went to China and contemplated Zen for 13 years more. When he returned to Japan, many desired to interview him and ask obscure questions. But when Shinkan received visitors, which was infrequently, he seldom answered their questions. One day, a 50-year-old student of enlightenment said to Shinkan, "I have studied the Tendai school of thought since I was a little boy, but one thing in it I cannot understand. Tendai claims that even the grass and the trees will become enlightened. To me, this seems very strange." "Of what use is it to discuss how grass and trees become enlightened?" asked Shinkan. "The question is how you yourself can become so. Did you even consider that?" "I never thought of it that way," marveled the old man. "Then go home and think it over," finished Shinkan. Some of these are a little bit funny, you know. At the end, I have a little bit of laugh, a little bit of a giggle going on. But, yeah. We're gonna put a pause on the Zen stories for now. Because a lot of people, you know, you might not be too familiar with Zen stories, but if you watched the Avatar growing up, you know there is one man that always gives very good advice in that show, and he is Uncle Iroh. So we're gonna go into some Uncle Iroh motivational wisdom, and after that, we're gonna go back into some music. So yeah, without further ado, here we go.
Beautiful prince you are always meant to be.
How can you forgive me so easily? I thought you would be furious with me.
I was never angry with you. I was sad because I was afraid you lost your way.
I did lose my way.
But you found it again. And you did it by yourself. And I'm so happy you found your way here.
It wasn't that hard, Uncle. You have a pretty strong scent.
Why are you telling me these things?
It is important to draw wisdom from many different places. If we take it from only one place, it becomes rigid and stale. Understanding others, the other elements, and the other nations will help you become whole.
All this four elements talk is sounding like Avatar stuff.
It is the combination of the four elements in one person that makes the Avatar so powerful. But it can make you more powerful too. You see, the technique I am about to teach you is one I learned by studying the waterbenders.
People see me and think I'm weak. They want to take care of me. But I can take care of myself by myself.
You sound like my nephew. Always thinking you need to do things on your own without anyone's support. There is nothing wrong with letting people who love you help you. Not that I love you. I just met you.
So, where is your nephew?
I've been tracking him, actually.
Is he lost?
Yes, a little bit. His life has recently changed, and he's going through very difficult times. He's trying to figure out who he is. And he went away.
So now you're following him.
I know he doesn't want me around right now. But if he needs me, I'll be there.
Your nephew is very lucky. Even if he doesn't know it. Thank you.
My pleasure. Sharing tea with a fascinating stranger is one of life's true delights.
No, thank you for what you said. It helped me.
Be a good masseur?
Of course!
This is so great! No one has ever believed in me!
While it is always best to believe in oneself, a little help from others can be a great blessing. I don't know the answer.
It's too cold outside for angels.
plus 18, stuck in her daydream. Been this way since 18, but lately her face seems slowly sinking, wasting, crumbling like pastries. They scream the worst things in life come free to us.
Scott, we're all a breath under meditation. The upper hand.
Go mad for a couple grams. We don't wanna go outside tonight. In the pipe, fly to the motherland. Or sell off to another man. It's too cold outside for angels to fly. I to watch you. You ain't gotta tell me what it means. Trace the outlines of your dreams. You'll always be a flower on my skin. And the pain that I am in. All the same, the losing touch, the waiting game, across that county line. I promise to be there this time. You were a work of art. That's the hardest part. How thin light goes in the light of the moon. Holding our breath after 1:32. You asked me why I wasn't saying a word. I'm naming the stars in the sky. It's a work of art. That's the hardest part. To spiral out, to try and fold, to see a friend, to see a ghost. Bitter brained, always drunk, rail thin, so long.
I found her. my sight. And I run for many miles, trying to get away from the things I'm afraid of and everything inside.
You say that we're already done, but what does that even mean? You tell me to open my eyes, that God, it was just a dream. I guess that's how you know that it's love, when you're scared to death to leave. You say that you'd never leave, never leave.
Baby, hold me close. Hold
me dead in my eyes,
dead in my
till the day that I die,
dead inside.
I just wanna feel alive.
With you, I'm alive.
With you, I'm alive.
Fell in love, but it left me lonely. Tried to trust, but it burned me slowly. I didn't know what I was looking for.
Everybody, welcome back to Clubhouse Radio, broadcasting to you live on 90.7 FM, WGXE, Acre, Catskill, and Hudson. I am not at a payphone, but I am at a microphone today. So, today, it is just me. There's a basketball game down at the school, so not a lot of the kids want to participate. They're showing their school spirit, and that's awesome. I hope they're having a great time. And, you know, if there's any of them on their way to the game, on the way home, for whatever reason, I hope they're tuning in on 90.7 FM and listening to my show today. If maybe that's a little bit egotistical of me, but I like talking. I like talking to people. You feel me? I'm a very social person. So, yeah. And, you know, I'm just glad to be talking to you to begin with. I hope you're having an amazing day. I hope whatever it is in life that you want, you will get. Except if it's something, like, really evil or awful. Like, I don't know. I don't even want to get into the evil and awful stuff of the world. There's too much to list. So, we're going to list some obscure sorrows instead. Now, if you don't know what obscure sorrows are, the Dictionary of Obscure Sorrows, it doesn't necessarily mean sadness. See, there's this excerpt that I'm going to read from the book. This is by John Cotting, by the way. This is not my work. I just want to give a disclaimer. But the word sadness... Now, hold on. Something's off. There we go. The word sadness originally meant fullness, to be filled to the brim with some intensity of experience. It's not about despair or distraction or controlling how you're supposed to feel. It's about awareness, setting the focus to infinity and taking it all in, joy and grief all at once, feeling the world that as it is, the word as it could be, the unknown and the unknowable, closeness and distance and trust, and the passage of time, and all the others around you who are each going through the same thing. The Romans call it lacrimae rerum, the tears of things. We call them obscure sorrows. So, you know, you may be looking at your watch, your clock, the microwave timer waiting for your hot pocket to beep. Most likely, your car timer. Not timer, you know, car clock. And you're noticing it's 6:53. It's getting a little bit late. So we're just gonna do, like, two, and then we're gonna sign off here. And we're gonna pick words I can pronounce this time. Because last time, I picked some words with some German origins. And I think the German language is very beautiful, just not when I'm narrating it, because it's very difficult for me to narrate. So we're gonna go into this. Let's do it. Keyframe. A moment that felt innocuous at the time, but ended up marking a division into a strange new era of your life. A change or a chance meeting you'd think back on for years. A harmless comment that sparked an ongoing feud.
an idle musing that would come to define your entire career. A monumental shift, secretly buried among the tiny, imperceptible differences between one ordinary day and the next. That one really kind of hit me. That's kind of Clubhouse Radio one day as a youth, because I am 19 as of today, as of 1/31/25. I started doing this when I was 15, so I've been doing it for 4 years now, and I never knew it was going to be this huge part of my life. So yeah, that one hits me really hard. So we have time for one more, then I'm just going to sign off. Model Headed. I haven't heard this one before. Feeling uneasy when socializing with odd combinations of friends and family, or friends and colleagues, or colleagues and family. Mixing a medley of ingredients that don't typically go together, which risks either watering down your identity into gray mush or accidentally triggering some sort of explosion. From Motley, compromising innocuous elements, plus headed, pronounced Ma-headed. You know, I lied. I'm gonna do one more, because that one didn't really hit me as hard as some could, you know? So we're gonna do one more, Midding. The tranquil pleasure of being near a gathering, but not quite in it. Hovering on the perimeter of a campfire, talking quietly outside a party. Resting your eyes in the backseat of a car, listening to friends chatting up front. Feeling blissfully invisible, yet still included, safe in the knowledge that everyone is together and everyone is okay. With all the thrill of being there, without the burden of having to be. Now I think that's a perfect one to leave it off. So we're gonna turn off this beautiful, beautiful sad music, just because it's great, but it's kind of making me feel a certain way. It's Friday, and I might fall asleep if I listen to this a little bit for any longer. So we're gonna go. We're gonna have some back.